Welcome to the School of Bliss podcast. Thank you for tuning in and making your choice to elevate, to ascend, and to tap into your higher consciousness. This is a show where we not only inspire and motivate, we give you proven strategies and route to achieving unbridled bliss. And now, your host.
What's up, everyone? Thank you so much for tuning in to the School of Bliss podcast. I'm your host, Colin Sadika. What a time to be alive. You know, after several months of putting in work, you know, I've been putting in so much work. And I actually feel like I really need a vacation. You know what I'm saying? I need a break. I need a vacation. But don't worry, y'all. You know, I'm going to carry my microphone and I'm going to carry my recording equipment. And I will record episodes wherever I'm at. But I actually need a vacation. You know what I'm saying? And this actually stresses the importance of taking breaks. You know, we human beings, you know, we overwork the physical vessel. You know, we are spiritual beings riding on a physical vessel. But everything physical is a manifestation of things that have already taken place in the spiritual. So all I'm trying to say is, at times, many a times, even feeling that burnout is a sign that you need some time to yourself. You need some time for solitude. You need some time to actually connect with that greater being, with that greater you. You know what I'm saying? With your spiritual, with your spirit. Maybe you need some time off of, you know, all the hustle and bustle and noise and distraction and routines to just nourish and nurture that greater you. You know what I'm saying? And yes, sir, definitely looking forward to running away from all of this for a bit. You know what I'm saying? All the grind. Because I've been putting in a lot of work. Right now, my training has actually changed a bit. I've gone, you know, down from very heavy weights, pushing very heavy weights consistently, to lowering the weights and focusing on the repetitions and just giving my muscle a different feel. It's working out really good so far. And, you know, I just look forward to more and more and more change, you know, as I explore and, you know, push my body a little more, you know what I'm saying? Try out a few different approaches, and that's pretty much how you get the best out of yourself. Now, real quick, I just want you to take a second and think about yourself as a human being. Think about what you are deep in your core. And the truth is, what you are is a spiritual being. We are spiritual beings. Whether you like it or not, we are spiritual beings. And the truth is, we exist on a physical plane. So we have to ride on a physical body to actually exist on this plane. All right? So what does that tell you? That tells you life is spiritual. Now, the truth is, as much as we are out here riding on this physical vessel, we are not trapped. We are serving our purpose as human beings in this time, in our journeys, in our lifetimes. The journey that I'm talking about right now is a journey of finding yourself. The journey of finding yourself has no destination. You know what I'm saying? It only has stages. So when you reach a certain stage and it's a wrap for you, then that means it's a wrap for you in the physical plane or the physical realm. But then the journey continues elsewhere in a different realm. Now, this is why I always say it's very important that you understand where you're headed. How do you understand where you're headed? Try and figure out your purpose in life. Take some time and actually figure out your purpose in life. I made a whole episode about what is your purpose What is your life purpose? You know what I'm saying? And that's why it's imperative to also guide the younger generation to actually figure out their purpose, their life purpose, early enough. Because now you see, the thing is, as soon as you understand why you're here or why you're on earth, then you definitely get more insight on where you're headed or where you're going. Now, I need you all to understand that the spiritual realm is not visible. Well, not to everyone. There are a few individuals that are actually gifted and they have the ability to take a peek into the spiritual realm. Now, the spiritual realm is not visible to the naked eye or to the ordinary eye or to the human eye, but the spiritual realm is very active. And the truth is, the spiritual realm pretty much runs parallel to the physical realm. So the more the harmony between the physical and the spiritual, the more you feel so much peace, the more you feel so much sense of belonging, the more you feel so much sense of fulfillment and accomplishment as well. Many a times you'll be seated somewhere and you feel some type of way about things. Have you ever had this feeling and you talk about it as a gut feeling that something is not right or something is not about to be right? I promise you, whenever you feel some type of way about a situation, about a place, about an event, get out of that place and pretty much just follow your instincts, your intuition. I promise you, your spirit will always know things with plenty of accuracy. For those of y'all who are parents, those of y'all who've experienced parenthood, those of y'all who have given rise to young ones, you understand the power of bonds, the power of bonding. There's this very powerful bond that is between a mother, especially a mother, and a child. You ever been in a place where you're not okay and you haven't spoken to anyone about it, but then you receive a phone call from your mother who is worried sick about you? Your mother is like, something in me tells me you're not okay. And you've been trying to keep this to yourself. You know what I'm saying? But then you start asking yourself, how did she even have a hunch about this? Well, this is because the physical pain that you're going through is as a result of turmoil within your spirit, within your soul. And because you all share a very powerful bond, in one way, shape, or form, your mother can actually feel it. You know, the thing is, the spirit actually gives life to the body. Without the spirit, the body is lifeless. The body is a cadaver. Yeah, so I'm talking about the spirit is pretty much the determiner of what's manifesting around us. There's this time, you know, I was at a sporting event with my cousin. I see playing rugby throughout high school, playing rugby post-high school in professional club rugby, you know, made me very knowledgeable, you know, when it comes to the sport. So there's this time I was mentoring a very young squad of high school students who are actually really, really good. And so we were at a sporting event with my cousin. And after our games were done, there were some more events happening because it was a big sporting event. And something just told me, hey, listen, since we actually done, you know, how about I just go home and get away from this chaos? I'm the kind of person that would be outdoors and actually be all right around too much noise and chaos and all that. But for a certain time, You know, I love some peace of mind. I love some solitude. At times, I actually just appreciate some quiet time. You know what I'm saying? So I decided, you know what? I want to get out of this place. And I felt that it was imperative. For some reason, I just felt, you know what? As a matter of fact, this is urgent. I'm getting out of this place. So I walk over to my cousin. I'm like, hey, listen, cuz, it's been a minute. We've actually watched the games, you know what I'm saying? How about we just go and chill elsewhere? Let's just go back home. My cousin is like, nah, you know what? Nah, there's actually this upcoming game. It's going to be dope. It's between this and this. I'm like, bro, listen, man, let's just head out. You know, we've had enough of this. And Kazo was very adamant that, you know what, let's just hold on a little longer. We'll go later. So I was like, you know what, bro? Listen, you chill. You have a good one. I'm going to head out for real. So I go away and I just go and I chill at home and I settle down and all that. Later on, later, some hours later, Kazo comes back home and he tells me, hey, listen, did you have a hunch that something was going to happen out there? I'm like, why? What's wrong? He's like, a fight broke out and it was really, really bad. And you all understand how sports fans can get super passionate. Have you ever been at a place where your team just lost and somebody pulls up to you and they're making you feel horrible about it and it actually hurts you to the core that you know what I'm saying? You might respond in a very stupid manner if, you know, you don't know how to keep your calm. I've seen people fighting over sports teams. Bruh, these are professional players. They don't know your name. You know what I'm saying? If they're told that you jumped off a cliff, that's going to be a thought that's going to last in their heads for probably just 2 seconds maximum. Why would you fight over, you know, teams? Why would you fight over sports? You know what I'm saying? So Kazo comes and tells me, listen, there's a big fight that broke out and it was bad. It was bad. It was really, really bad because it started as a war of words. Then it got to that place of a proper, proper riot. You know what I'm saying? A proper, proper bottle throwing, rock throwing type of scenario that was really, really bad. And people bled. And so I'm thinking to myself, listen, I could have been back in the crib reading a very, very beautiful, well-written book. I could be back in the crib, you know, taking my time, you know, just relaxing and lounging. You know what I'm saying? Or whipping up a meal. Yeah, I can actually whip up a meal, a mean meal for real. Why would I be out here, you know, on the receiving end of some bottles and rocks, you know, with some people possessed, ready to, you know, spoil. Ready to spoil, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, I'm so glad I listened to my intuition. Because Kurz was actually caught up in some bullshit for real. And he had to intervene at some point. Because some of, you know, our mutual friends were caught up in a proper, proper scuffle that was bloody. So he had to intervene. And now you can imagine all that negativity and having to deal with all that negativity. Because at that time, most of those people are not reasoning at all. It's just like, you know, this empty vessel that's being ridden by a demon. Yeah, that's just something. So in a nutshell, as I actually wind up, I just want to let you all know that life is inherently spiritual because it encompasses more than just the physical world that we see. You know, life delves into the realms of consciousness, the realms of emotions, interconnectedness, you know, and the spiritual essence of life lies in the belief that there is a higher purpose or pretty much meaning beyond the tangible existence. And that's why most of the times you find that people, including yourself, seek some level of understanding, seek some level of connection. You know, you're looking for some transcendence. And that's just life. Now, spirituality provides a proper framework for actually exploring those big questions about existence. I know we've all had these questions at some point. You know what I'm saying? These questions about purpose, you know, and the true nature of reality, you know. So spirituality pretty much offers a route, a way to connect with something greater than ourselves. And the truth is, we all have different belief systems. We all come from different religious beliefs, spiritual beliefs. And one thing remains consistent or constant. There's a being that we reckon or we appreciate as greater than ourselves. And so, whether it be a divine being, the universe, or a collective consciousness, this connection pretty much brings us some comfort. Personally, it's brought me a lot of guidance. It's brought me this sense of being grounded, especially now that we live in a very retarded, I'm sorry to say this, but we live in a very retarded and chaotic world. That's just the reality. Now, apart from every other thing, spirituality involves practices such as meditation. I've spoken about this severally in the previous episodes. Prayer, every time you go down on your knees, or whichever way you use to pray, or whichever method you use to pray, every time you pray, you know, or you engage in mindfulness, you will notice that it helps you cultivate some level of gratitude, some level of inner peace, some level of compassion as well. You know what I'm saying? And these are practices that actually lead to personal growth. Personally, I felt so much more aware of my surroundings. You know, that self-awareness that comes from within. I've had a greater understanding of myself, actually, and others as well, for real. You know what I'm saying? Through these spirituality practices. And let's face it, you know, we all have these times where things are difficult. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not just talking about, you know, materialistic things. You know, we have difficult periods. You know what I'm saying? We experience losses, we experience gains, we experience wins, we experience, you know what I'm saying? All kinds of ups and downs. But personally, in times of hardship, you know, I felt like I've had a rock to lean on, for real. And that's just my experience. And I reckon some of y'all can relate. So as a final thought, I'm going to leave you to actually understand that the spiritual dimension of life adds depth, adds purpose, adds, you know, some level of richness to our existence. I'd like to actually put it out there that it's very important to connect with your inner self. Don't be out here just going through the paces, going through the motions. Connect with your inner self. Embrace this broader perspective about life beyond the material world. If you're so caught up in materialism, and I see it all over the place, listen, we all want to have this successful life story. We want to be talked about in a good way. We want to be remembered in a good way. But here's the thing. You don't want to lose yourself in the process, okay? Because if you gain the world and you lose yourself, then you lose what's more important. Because at the end of the day, listen, bro. All right, you copped that 2024 Range Rover Sport. And now, you know, it means everything to you. But you drive off, you know, and the next minute, you crash into a trailer and you're no more. What does that mean? Now, I'm not saying that, listen, copping a new whip, is a beginning of your downfall. This is just an example. All I'm trying to say is life is spiritual. There's something greater than what we are actually experiencing right now in the physical realm. And as soon as you understand this, and as soon as you embrace this greater perspective of a deeper form of you, of a greater form of you, then you start moving in the right direction. I want to appreciate you all for tuning in to this point of the episode. As I always put it out there, go out there, be baddest in every aspect of your being. Colin Sadiqa, signing out.